The people, united, can never be defeated. The people.
On the lawn in front of the Johnson Controls headquarters, State Senator Spencer Coggs and State Representative Barbara Tolles joined about 20 union members, including Isidoro Jorge Aguila Lara, a worker and union organizer fired from Johnson Controls' FINSA plant in Puebla, Mexico. The plant makes car seat upholstery for Volkswagens. Speaking through a translator, Lara said plant supervisors there are harassing pregnant workers on the assembly line.
La falta de respeto a las mujeres embarazadas.
Pregnant workers are forced to work more than 8 hours, standing the whole time, and are singled out by wearing different colored tunics than the rest of the workforce.
Lara delivered a letter from State Representative Pedro Colon to a company representative. The letter calls on the company to sit down and negotiate in good faith with workers at the FINSA plant. Sheila Cochran of the Milwaukee County Labor Council says Johnson Controls should be ashamed of its unwillingness to speak with its workers.
While they sit here in this gorgeous facility, put forward this wonderful corporate facade of unity and magnanimity in this city, if these people had to come all the way to the United States in order to just get to be heard, it is on its face a shame.
Johnson Controls spokeswoman Jacqueline Strayer says it would be more appropriate for workers to meet with plant managers in Mexico where the issues have been raised. She says the company already has a contract with a union at the FINSA plant, but most workers at the plant say they don't recognize that union and claim some have been fired for asking to see the union contract. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.